The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 246, Mayberry Meetup in Mount Airy, July 2013. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up the brand new 2014 Andy Griffith Show calendar. And while you're at it, if you missed the 2013 calendar, pick up a copy of that too. There's a combo pack. You don't want to miss them. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 246, is Ted Womack. All right. Thank you to Ted and the Mayberry Band and the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com for bringing us Two Chairs No Waiting every week. Wow, folks, we are at number 246. There were 249 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. So pretty soon we're going to pass the actual total number of episodes that The Andy Griffith Show had with our podcast episodes. It's hard for me to believe. We're heading on 5 years of doing Two Chairs No Waiting. It's been a great 5 years. I've enjoyed it, and I plan to keep going. Originally, there was talk that I would stop at number 249 because, well, you know, out of respect for The Andy Griffith Show itself. But since then, things like this Mayberry meetup in Mount Airy, North Carolina, and things like that have encouraged me just to keep going and plowing through and trying to find new ground to hoe on this 50-year-old show, 50-plus-year-old show, and just keep enjoying spending time with you guys every week here in Mayberry because, you know, that's what's fun, spending time with you. Speaking of spending time with people, that's exactly what we were trying to do over at the Mayberry meetup in Mount Airy, North Carolina. We were our entire idea there was just to get together and visit with one another. Now, I'm so sorry for those of you guys who weren't able to attend with us, but wow, did we have a good time. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about it today as part of our podcast. So let's get this thing started. Let's get a little mood music here in the background. Let me get that going so it won't just be me talking. You'll have a little background music. And the background music is brought to us by the VW Boys. VWBoys.com. Head over there and visit them. Great guys. All right, folks, let me show you this. On Friday, up in Mount Airy, back on the 19th and through the 21st of July, we got together there in the gazebo in the evenings. Whoa! Got together in the evenings to visit with one another and just have a good time. But it was such a wonderful time by all. We got to, not only that, but earlier in the day, let me turn that down a little bit, we got to go see Thelma Lou. That's right, Thelma Lou herself. Got to do an interview with her. So let me tell you that in the coming weeks, you guys are going to be seeing or hearing an interview I did with Betty Lynn, Thelma Lou, at the over at the Andy Griffith Museum. We were sitting in the back there. My wife Jan took some pictures. So you guys are going to be able to see all those wonderful pictures. So that'll be coming up. We'll probably do it on maybe episode 250 or 251 heading up next week. So just keep that in your mind. Let's head back over to Mayberry now and talk about what happened on Friday nights. You see, what we did is we all got together over at the gazebo at the Mayberry Motor Inn there in Mount Airy, North Carolina. If you hadn't been there, you ought to go and stay at the Motor Inn because, boy, I tell you, Alma and the boys, they love getting together with everybody and seeing all the Mayberry fans. So head on over there and see them. And you can sit around out in the gazebo just like we did. I mean, there's a sign that Jelsic had, he brought with him, that said, "Relax to the Andy Griffith Show under the stars." And we told him everybody know what we was relaxing to after just a little while. Because, you know, they'd see the stars and, well, they could see we was relaxing too. So I figured it'd be all right. But what we did is we sat around on Friday and Saturday night both. We sat around there at the Mayberry Motor Inn in their gazebo and told stories to one another and watched the Andy Griffith Show together and just plain old visited. Let me just give you a little bit of a report here. There were, in that gazebo, we had 29 Mayberry fans show up for the weekend. 29 of us just headed up to Mount Airy, Mayberry, North Carolina for the weekend there in July of 2013. And we had folks from all over the place. We had four folks from Ohio, four from Tennessee, three from Alabama, two from Georgia, and a whole mess of folks from North Carolina. Of course, it was in their backyard. They came up and visited, and we all sat around, and we watched episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. We just communed with one another, I guess is what you'd say. And we did that on Friday night and Saturday night. Now, Friday, when we first got there, as I was mentioning, a lot of us headed over to the Andy Griffith Playhouse and visited with Thelma Lou, getting autographs and all that kind of stuff there from her there at the Andy Griffith Playhouse. It was a great evening. Some folks headed over to get themselves something to eat together and everything. And then we got in that gazebo. And as I said, I had a projector I brought with me. And as part of that projector, we were able to project episodes of the Andy Griffith Show right there on the big screen inside the gazebo with folks crowded all around. Kenneth Junkin, who is our Otis Campbell impersonator, tribute artist, he was there along with myself, and we were telling stories about being Floyd and Otis, because I play Floyd. For those that might not know, I impersonate Floyd the Barber at Mayberry events. And we stood up and told stories for each other and visited for a while, then watched a couple of episodes right there in the gazebo. And I'll tell you, there's nothing better than a bunch of Mayberry fans getting together and visiting with one another and just sharing laughter and joy and entertainment. It was a great weekend that I just can't explain enough. If you guys are never part of our chat room on Monday nights when we're recording this show live, or if you've never actually been out to one of the Mayberry events, I've just got to encourage you again to do it. And there's several coming up that you could go to, so you won't miss them. You can head over, there's going to be a thing over in Troy, North Carolina. You can be with us there coming up real soon. If you check out the event calendar at imayberry.com, it'll show you all the different Mayberry events that are coming up. And let me just tell you, folks, you'll never meet nicer people in this world than fans of the Andy Griffith Show. So I was so looking forward to interviewing Betty Lynn on this trip that we took. But I tell you what, I was really looking forward to visiting with all you folks too, because there's so many of you that I've been able to talk to through this podcast over the years, but I've never met you. And so it was really special to me to have about 29 people there that some of them I had never met, and some I had met, but just not very often. So it was really awesome to sit out there in the gazebo, and it got dark while we're sitting out there, and we're just looking at that screen and watching episodes of the Andy Griffith Show together and visiting. Now, we had another big event. Had two of our members that announced just the week before that they had gotten married. So we had two other folks, nice, kind Mayberry folks, that actually went out and made them a cake so that when they showed up there in Mount Airy, Big Maud and Jelsic is their names that they go by in the chat room on Monday nights. Well, they had gone and got married. And so Gooper Fife and KJ, two other folks from the chat room, went out and actually made a cake for them and put it on there, image of the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast itself, and presented them this cake as they were they were wedded in just wedded bliss. Turns out they got married back late last year in December, I believe, but didn't tell anybody until just right before this trip. So it was pretty awesome. And there was one thing. Remember, folks, we were in a gazebo. Well, you might not believe it, but when we were in that gazebo, my wife actually spotted a spider on the ceiling. And while you can't hardly see it in the pictures that she took, which the pictures, if you go and look for the Mayberry Meetup pictures, they're already online at Two Chairs No Waiting's Facebook page, facebook.com/twochairs. And I think I even have that spider picture that looks like just a dot on the ceiling. But it's there. There was spiders inside that gazebo, just like Gomer always thought. So, folks, again, it was a wonderful, wonderful trip that we had. And I've just been telling you right now about the stuff that we did on Friday and Saturday nights. And folks, there was other things we did while we were there. We were in Mayberry. Now, one of the reasons I had wanted to go is for years I've been going up to Mount Airy. And I've been doing Floyd. So I've been up there probably 20 or 30 times. Well, more like 30. And there's so many things around the area I had never been able to do. So I just want to give you a few things that you might want to do if you go to Mount Airy, North Carolina. If you're in the area there, even if it's not Mayberry Days, lots of things to do in town. Floyd's Barber Shop, Snappy Lunch, all those wonderful things. But let me tell you what we did on Saturday. On Saturday, we spent some time downtown, went to the Snappy Lunch and got us a pork chop sandwich for dinner, or actually for lunch. And then headed off to the old Mayberry Trading Post in what was once called Mayberry, Virginia. It's near Meadows of Dan, Virginia, on the Blue Ridge Parkway. So we headed on up there, and I'll tell you what we found on our way. We found Mayberry Creek. That's right. We found Mayberry Creek. And there at Mayberry Creek, we all hopped out of the car, all this whole big crowd of people, and headed over and got our picture made, standing there in front of the Mayberry Creek sign right there on the Blue Ridge Parkway. It was a great day, great time, because just in case you didn't know, the name Mayberry on the Andy Griffith Show came from this exact area, because Andy's mother grew up in this area of Virginia, just about 18, 20 miles north of Mount Airy, North Carolina. And what's there is a place called the Mayberry Trading Post, as I mentioned. It was built in 1892, the Mayberry Trading Post. And inside that trading post is all kinds of unusual things. But if you go back into the back, if you go all the way back into the back, the Mayberry Trading Post used to be a post office for Mayberry, Virginia. And they still have the post office boxes for the people that got mail from there back in the day. Now, let me just tell you, the Mayberry Creek Post Office is what it was called. It was Mayberry Creek in Patrick County, Virginia. It was established on October the 4th, 1872, this post office. The name changed to Mayberry on September the 5th, 1895. So it became Mayberry, Virginia, on September the 5th, 1895. Now, it discontinued service as a post office on October 14th, 1922. And the reason I know that is there was a sign back there along with all those post office boxes telling you all about it. So it's definitely something you want to see. They have everything from Lye soap to all kinds of canned goods in this place. It's awesome. It's just a neat place to go around looking. I even found some corn cob jelly. Never had any corn cob jelly. I wasn't sure what it was supposed to taste like, but I had to look at it. So head over to the Mayberry Trading Post. It's neat to see if you're a Mayberry fan. It's a little bitty general store. Right after that, we got back in the cars and headed on over to another place that's real close to there, which I didn't even realize how close it was. We went to Mabry Mills. Now, that's a famous, famous place if you've never been up into that area. Mabry Mill is part of the park system that is the Blue Ridge Parkway. And they have sites like, the mill itself. They have the Mabry Mill, and it's one of the most photographed places on the Blue Ridge Parkway. And when you go there and look at the pictures, or see the pictures or look it up, however you want to do it, you'll understand why. It is a beautiful place. It's got an old water wheel that the mill actually was a sawmill, or it would grind grain. And it was just a beautiful place to see. And we had our friend Colin and Ivor, who are always in the chat room with us. They were there with us in the getting their picture made. It was just a great time. We visited up there. And while we were there, we ran into a fella who was building a chair that's made out of wood that was 150 years old. Yep, he was a park ranger there in the park. And what they had made, it was made out of American chestnut. Well, American chestnut trees are all gone now. There are no more. They all died off in a blight back in the 1920s. And so he was recovering some of this railing and stuff that they used originally to line the parkway. And he was able, as a park ranger, to go and gather some of this old wood that they were kind of getting ready to discard. And he was making an old slat-back chair the manual way out of this old wood. It's definitely something you'd want to see somebody doing. They also had a blacksmith on hand that was doing some blacksmithing right there while you could watch him. And had all kinds of other things. And I tell you what, one thing we spotted, which I don't know if we're supposed to or not, they had a steel up there in them woods. Yep, that's right. It was a steel right there in the park. Otis got real excited about that. So that was our two big trips up there and into that area. There was a lot of other things to see. We went to one other place there on the parkway called the Puckett Cabin. Puckett Cabin. And Miss Puckett was a midwife, and she delivered over 1,000 babies up in there. She lived in this little bitty cabin. I mean, it was little. The door itself, the front door of that thing, couldn't have been more than 4.5 feet tall. And you just think, folks, of the way we live now in today's society, could we ever even live in a little bitty one-room house that's probably about, I don't know, 16 feet by about 14 feet in size? And this lady lived there and delivered 1,000 babies there on the Blue Ridge Parkway. Friends, it was an amazing trip. We had a great time. And that was our excursion for Saturday. Great time. Then we finished up the weekend, basically, on Sunday. But before I get to that, let me tell you something that's happened there at the Andy Griffith Museum that some of you may not have seen. Down in the basement of the Andy Griffith Museum, they've had a muralist come in there and paint, and they have painted the town of Mayberry on the walls of the basement of the Andy Griffith Museum. So if you go down there, often they have things going on down there, like during Mayberry days. I know they had cast members down there getting autographs or selling autographs. And make sure you go down there and check it out, because, wow, the guy did an amazing job. He drew the courthouse, Floyd's Barbershop, Wally's. It was a sight to behold, I'll tell you. So definitely go down and check it out if you get a chance while you're there. All right. Now, there was one other big event that I did while I was there. I went and found there's actually a place in Mount Airy called Newsome Street and Andy Griffith Parkway. Well, you know, I had to go and find that sign where the two meet and get my picture made right there in front of Newsome Street and Andy Griffith Parkway. I told folks I was going to superimpose a podium and everything in front of me, so that it would look like I was having the road dedicated to me while I was standing there. But I didn't quite go quite that far. So Jan took the pictures of me and everything. It was awesome. Anyway, I'm not telling you guys this stuff so that you'll be sad you weren't there. I want you to be excited to do it with us next time, whenever we get to another chance to have a Mayberry meetup like this. And hopefully we'll do it again next year. It was a big turnout, and I'm going to try to arrange everything with the Mayberry Motor Inn so that we can go on a slow weekend where as many people as possible can stay at the Motor Inn if they'd like to and join us out in the gazebo. It was a great time for me. It's so much about what Mayberry's about, visiting with one another, with friends. We went out and ate together and broke bread, as I said. We broke bread together. We sat around and visited and told stories to each other. and enjoyed each other's company. It was almost like sitting on Andy's front porch, watching the Andy Griffith Show from the front porch right there in that gazebo. There were a lot of smiles. People put up with mosquitoes and a little bit of hot because Friday night was a little bit muggy. Saturday was better. But everybody was enjoying each other's company so much. As I said, we had 29 people over the course of the weekend. At any one time, we had in the 20s, always. And it was just a wonderful Mayberry experience. Folks, there's a lot of good people out here in this world. And I just want to encourage you to go out there and find them and see them, because they are there. We just got to remember to be looking for them and remember that all these things we hear all the time, they're not really that true. There's a lot of good folks in this world, Mayberry people everywhere. And it's just definitely a sight to behold, just to visit with Mayberry friends and almost like family, sitting around under that gazebo, the full moon shining on us, the trees lit up. Wow. It was just a great weekend. Folks, I hope you guys enjoyed this. I hope you don't feel too left out of the event if you weren't there. I hope I've been able to kind of just give you a little bit of an idea of what it was like. I didn't expect it. Here's what really happened. I said, hey, I'm going to Mount Airy the weekend of the 19th to the 21st of July. And I mentioned it here on the podcast in early July. And I had mentioned it in the chat room a few weeks before that. I expected maybe two or three people might show up, and 29 folks showed up. I'm not saying they showed up for me. They showed up for each other. They showed up for each other because they've gotten to know each other over the years as being a part of this podcast in the chat room, visiting with one another on Facebook pages and at the iMayberry community. And that's why they got together, because there's something about Mayberry people that just makes you want to meet them and get to know them a little better. And that's why I hope you're taking away from this and what you're actually hearing me excited about. It was a big weekend. I didn't expect as many people as showed up, so I did feel a little bit of responsibility of giving people something to do. But everybody seemed to have a good time going to the old Mayberry Trading Post and to Mayberry Mills. And everybody seemed to have a good time there. There's a lot of other things we got to do. We didn't go to the granite quarry. Mount Airy has the world's largest open-faced granite quarry. It's a sight to behold, I'll tell you that. Then we didn't head over to Mount Pilot. Hadn't gone over there. There's a lot of things we didn't get to do that I've never done there in Mount Airy, even on my 30-some-odd trips. I've never had time to do them because there's just so many little things to do like that that are fun to do, fun to see. I didn't even go on the squad car tour. I think some of the folks did. So many things to do in Mount Airy, folks. I encourage you to go there anytime you get a chance, especially if we're going to have a big meetup weekend or something like that, or if Mayberry Days is going on. Definitely head there either way. All right. Well, folks, I'll get you out of here. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I hope you just got a little bit of a fire built in you to want to head to Mount Airy and meet up with some Mayberry folks. Until then, I'd love to hear from you. You can call me at 888-684-8415. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Drop by facebook.com/twochairs and leave a message there. Or drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave a message on any of our show notes, and I'll get them. Folks, go out and be friends with some Mayberry fan. That's what it's all about. We'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs, No Waiting.